Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Joy 94.9 with Jono and Harry, and we are driving you home this lovely Tuesday afternoon. And we have some very lovely guests in the studio. We have Marina's Trench.
I know you've been asked this 100 times, but why was that in the name of the group?
Oh, just all the other ones were taken, man. We wanted Aerosmith, but
all the good ones. There was just no good names left, so we had to go with it.
Okay, because it's like it is a very deep trench in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So I'm wondering,
very deep guys.
Is that like a reflection of your music or something? Is your
down? No. Actually, yeah. The Hole in the Ocean was named after our band.
Okay.
I thought that's what it said on the internet.
Now, you guys have been in Australia. How's the tour been going?
It's been awesome so far. It's so nice to come to a country where we've been here once before, but it was 2 years ago, and just to see like the growth and all the people singing along to our songs at the shows, it's pretty incredible. We've done 2 sold out shows now. We were also in New Zealand a few days ago, and it's been awesome.
Now, with your music evolving between rock, pop, and you know, there's a bit of dance, do you find a varied audience, or have you got just a core loyal fan base?
I suppose that some people, you know, might like a certain kind of song that we do, and some people come for other ones. But I find mostly people seem to be there for all of it. I mean, I don't think it's so different that I don't think from song to song or whatever. I don't think it's so varied that it segregates the audience or anything.
Yeah, it's just something for everybody then.
Yeah. That being said, when I see a band, there's always songs that I hate.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh man, they're playing this crappy one.
Yeah. Are there any of your own songs that you hate or that you don't like?
You know that feeling when you've heard a song so many times and you're like, if I hear that song one more time, now imagine if your job is to sing that song.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, for people that don't really know your sound or they're thinking, okay, who has this been? How would you describe your sound?
I think we're sort of somewhere between, pop and rock. We sort of have elements of both of those genres in what we do, but it's a little experimental, I suppose. Like there's a lot of vocals that are similar to something like the Beach Boys or Queen or something like that. A lot of like sort of very intense vocal harmony stuff and some a cappella elements. So I don't know. I guess it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. A little more guitar-based than your typical pop music, I think.
Yeah.
And you play all your own instruments as well, which always helps.
Yes, we're what's called musicians.
Now, Josh, you grew up in a very musical family.
I did, yes.
Do you find that like a help or hindrance? Are your parents sort of your harshest critics?
No, my family was a huge influence for me. You know, when you grow up in a family where everyone is like a professional musician, and it wasn't just like there's myself, my sisters, both my parents, and then both my parents' sets of parents were all musicians. So it was a great learning tool for me. Like, you know, when we were on like road trips with the family when we were kids, my dad would get all of us to sing a different note and spell out a jazz chord, and that's sort of how I learned music theory. That was like our road trip game.
That's an amazing game. I've got a stupid license game on my road trips.
Yes,
rubbish.
That's good too.
Hey, do you find then you write most of your songs from personal experience?
Yes. I think it's some people don't do it that way, but I like to not really get a lot of fiction in it, because I find that it's not as expressive, you know what I mean? Like it's harder to emote when it's something, when you're singing about something that isn't actually personal to you or important to you.
That makes it easier to perform every night too, or harder for sure. In some cases, actually.
That's true. Like, yeah. I think you better be singing about something that means something to you if you got to be out there and doing it every night. But you're right. Like, there are certain songs that are about serious things or whatever that sometimes you get out to the show and you can kind of regret that you wrote something so personal.
You guys got a new single out called Pop 101, which is describing how to write the perfect pop song, which you did a couple of years ago when you wrote Call Me Maybe for Carly Rae Jepsen. That song must have paid off your mortgage.
It did okay.
But were you saying, like, before you're saying, oh, some songs just get sick of hearing over and over again, is that one of them? Or, I mean,
well, I don't have to perform that song. Yeah. That would be a question for Carly, I think. That song in large part is what sort of inspired to write Pop 101, because a lot of people sort of, I got a lot of criticism from that song too. I mean, whenever a song is that saturated, you know, you're going to get a backlash, of course. But I think to me, a lot of people were sort of saying like, oh, so, you know, it took two of you to write that song. Wow, I could blow it. And I was like, could you?
Yeah,
and
then but
eventually,
you didn't.
Eventually it sort of sparked an idea where I thought it'd be kind of funny to do a song about songwriting and sort of showing how each artist does their specific brand of tricks. You know what I mean? And it was a difficult song to write because, you know, the music directly mirrors what the lyrics are. So while in the studio, if I rewrote a line, that meant that whole section had to get re-recorded, right? And so through all the versions of the lyrics, there was a new version of the song every time. So it was quite difficult. It took a long time.
Since that's come out, have you had any criticism from that? Have you sort of given all the secrets away now to write in?
Like a magician showing his tricks? No. I don't think any of the artists that it pokes fun at would be offended,
because it's bloody clever.
It's respectful. Like I don't feel like it's actually like trashing anybody or anything.
Was it like hilarious to write? Was it just so much fun?
We laughed a lot while working on that song.
That Imogen Heap line is my piss of it. So good.
The section when I decided to do, because I remember I was coming to the studio the next day, and I was sort of, okay, you know, we've done this genre and this genre and this genre. I was kind of thinking like, what else is left? And then I was on the way to the studio and Mumford and Sons came on the radio, and I was like, oh, of course, yeah, like the whole folk thing. And Matt and I sat in the studio working on that section with banjos and ukuleles and stuff, and we just spent all day just laughing.
It's brilliant.
Plus when we did the music video for it, I got to play the jug, which was pretty cool. One of my lifelong dreams.
Hey, you're a great juggist.
Hey, I want to talk about the music video in just a minute, but first of all, I think we should play the song. So here it is, Pop 101 on Joy 94.9.
Listening to Joy 94.9 with John and Harry driving you home this evening, and we have Marina's Trench.
The video clip for that Pop 101 track is a whole lot of fun. How long did it take you to film it? And I mean, obviously it was probably just a big party, was it?
It wasn't as much of a party as it would seem. It was a really long shoot. It was 2 days, and each day was, you know, the first one was maybe about 15 hours, and then the second one was about 20 hours kind of thing. Like it was quite a bit of work, and it's a little bit hard once it hits like 5 a.m. And you're so burnt and you've been there so long, and then you're like have to be on camera being like, ha ha, fun and wacky. You know what I mean? And you're like, it does not feel like a party eventually.
We've obviously had the brand new single. Are we expecting another album, and sort of how soon, and what sort of concept are we going to have for that?
We are partly done the record. It will probably get released early next year, I suppose, because you don't usually release it like Christmas time. So yeah, it would come out early next year, and it jumps around a lot, as our records always do.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
I hope so. I think for me, it's fun to do that, because you don't get bored, because you're not really repeating yourself. Mm. So I think I'm always more interested in you know, a song being a bit of an experiment and a learning process and stuff. So I just try and not really go to the same well too many times, you know.
Is it getting easier to write the albums, or is it still quite an arduous process?
It's definitely an arduous process for sure. It's challenging too, because, you know, I think I think for me personally, I always feel anxiety about, like, what if I've already written all the good songs I had in me, like that. What if there's a finite amount of material, which I don't think is actually the case, but that's usually a thing that sort of fuels me to keep trying to write a better song than the last one. You know?
Yeah, of course.
Do you write songs together or sort of separately? Like, or do you sort of write something and then you come in on your guitar and say, well, I want to put this riff or something into it? Or?
Josh takes the reins, but we all come in and chip in our parts here and there. Yep. add a little bit.
Constructive criticism. I'm not playing that.
This
crap.
This is crap. a lot of that. Next song.
Hey guys, just a quick five to finish off.
What's the best thing a fan has ever given you?
Well, I got an inflatable duck the other day that had that I can put in my bathtub. So I'm looking forward to using that when I get home. I think it squirts water out of its mouth. And it had the like New Zealand flag on it.
Some thought's gone into that.
Yeah, I'm a Kiwi. We give all our guests inflatable ducks. Yeah.
Either ducks or sheep.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Hey, the best pop song on the charts at the moment, aside from one of your own.
Good question.
I really like the Jessie J Bang Bang song.
Yeah, that one's
she
that
is
money.
Also, in my opinion, the best female pop singer right now. I think she's amazing.
Okay. You haven't bought the Taylor Swift album yet then?
I have not bought the Taylor Swift album yet, no.
You're probably the only one in the world that hasn't.
And what's the most fun thing you've done in Australia since you've been here?
We haven't really gotten a chance to do all that much because we've been traveling and working the whole time.
Yes.
I had a great time at that place last night.
Same, we were at a restaurant called Cookie, I think, here. And yesterday, actually during the morning, I went for a walk. What's the beach? St. Kilda, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I went for a run along there, and that was very beautiful. But like when we're working, there's not a lot of time to experience the cities, unfortunately. I wish we were here for longer, but
you'll have to come back again.
That's the job. Yeah, we'll be back for sure.
Good. And we should all go to Canada, but what should we see in Canada?
Well, we also have ducks in Canada.
Ducks, yeah.
Real ones or inflatable ones?
Both.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't know. We're from Vancouver. It's actually very similar to Melbourne. It's I see why so many Australians come to Canada and vice versa. I mean, it's
cultures are
kind of interchangeable.
Yeah.
And finally, obviously when this tour's finished, what's the plan for the rest of you? Are you taking some time off and winding down for Christmas?
Studio.
Yeah, we'll be back in the studio then a little bit of Christmas and back working hard.
You're not going to do a Christmas album or anything?
No.
Good.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Hey guys, absolute pleasure having you here at Joy 94.9 today. All the best for the rest of the tour, and we look forward to the new album.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9 on your Tuesday Drive Show.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.